Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia, and you guys are listening or watching Basically Besties. That's right, if you guys are on Spotify, we're actually doing a very special video episode, so make sure you click the link in the bio so that you can come see our faces. I was going to say beautiful, but we don't even have makeup on yet.
Oh, so. We're beautiful without makeup.
Yeah, but
what?
I don't know, I just didn't think about saying that. But anyways.
So you guys loved our Christmas video episode, and we thought, why not do another one in line with a very special announcement that we made yesterday? So if you saw on my Instagram or my TikTok, we posted that we are launching our very first brand.
Isn't that so freaky? Exciting. I know. I feel like, honestly, though, I'm just so excited that we're finally launched.
I know. It feels like it's been because in the works forever.
Literally, it's been in the works forever, and I feel like I'm just so bad at keeping secrets.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You are really bad.
So
you are
it's terrible. Been really tough for me.
But yeah.
No.
It's been exciting. Hard for me, you know, keeping this a secret. I'm sure you guys have seen my Get Ready With Me videos. The amount of times I've had to re-record the intro or even blur out the little, if you know, you know, facial moisturizer. I've edited that so many times, and now I don't have to edit it. I can just be fully open and transparent with you guys that we are launching a skincare brand.
I know. And the amount of times that people have been commenting, what moisturizer do you use?
I know.
Like, I feel like some of you guys knew for a long time.
Oh, definitely. Some of you caught us out in I think we're giving clues away, but some people actually found out what it was, found out the business name, all that sort of stuff. There was still like a little bit of speculation, but yeah, now we can fully just be honest, which is the best thing ever. So we have officially launched Kalade. So do you want to explain the name?
Yeah, well, the name is actually the first two letters of Kat, Letitia, and Deja, which, how iconic is that?
It's such so a good iconic name. I know.
Kalade, and it fully sounds like
it sounds
a great. I just love the name.
It sounds very, I don't posh. Know. Yeah, it sounds really
bougie.
Posh.
Yeah.
So the whole idea around Kalade is, if you guys have been following for a really long time, you would know that we all have sensitive skin. And about 2 years ago, Deja had a really bad reaction, had eczema all down her arm. Her face was breaking out in a rash. It was around the same time that we were doing renovations. She was getting bullied for the skin discoloration that the rash had caused her. There was just a lot happening. And I went on this journey trying to find skincare that would be ideal for Deja. Deja also went on a huge skincare journey, and you would see in her Get Ready With Me, she's got like, you know, all of the best skincare. And we really wanted to find something that was good for our skin, super safe for sensitive skin. And we created Colade. We created our own brand too.
But I feel like Colade is not just limited to skincare. In the future, it's going to be a lot more, but our first drop is just skincare, which I feel like is really fitting and really exciting.
It is really exciting. As a way of celebrating Colade, we are going to do a full video episode getting ready with you guys. And I know you would have seen mine, Tisha or Deja's Get Ready With Me's. Usually they go for about a minute long, but this one is going to go for 40 minutes long. So get comfortable. Grab your popcorn. Do people still do that? I don't know. Grab some snacks and get ready with us. Okay, so this is the little pack. So we're going to be selling Colade as a pack, or you can buy it individually, but this is what you get if you get the pack. Open it up. Let's do this aesthetically. So for the first 1,000 customers who order a pack, you get a free headband and a car air freshener.
Oh,
isn't that so cute? It's a picture of me, Deja, and Tisha, and on the back and it says Colade.
What's the scent?
Oh, the scent is Deja's favorite scent, so Miss Dior. So if you want to have your car smelling amazing, make sure you jump on the website as soon as, you know, it's live. Anyways, you get a whole bunch of stickers too. And I'll walk you through the product names. So the pink one, which you've seen in all my Get Ready With Me videos, is, if you know, you know, Daily Moisturizer. Then what?
This just kind of feels like, you know, those like TV ads where they're like on the TV and they're like, buy this now. That's what this feels like. I'm just like showing the products, like, we got this one. Click the link, guys. Call up this number and you can get 2 for 2. Like,
an infomercial.
Literally.
Oh, stop. That's so hilarious. Okay. So that's the first one, and it's pink. Second one is the Hydration Era Body Lotion. Love this stuff. Blue one is the CEO of Cleanser. And the yellow one is your glow up oil. So let's get ready.
Play.
So we've already cleansed our face because, you know, we can't really do it here with no tap.
So we're going to start off, even though this is a very special episode, of course, we got to include our side eyes. But I feel like we should make these ones business related.
Okay.
So do you have any side eyes with the whole process of starting this business? I'm sure you do.
Girl, I have so many side eyes to do with this business. Do you know what I'm really excited about though?
What?
I have actually been recording the whole way through the journey of Colade, but I've been storing the videos because obviously we haven't announced until yesterday. And I'm going to be posting them. So you guys are going to be learning about our journey. But I would have to say one of my side eyes was our business name.
Really?
So, yeah, creating the business name was very challenging for me because I wanted a name that reflected us, because this is a business that I'm, you know, creating with my daughters and my husband. My husband, Jonathan, is actually doing all the hard work, if I'm being so honest. So when I came up with Colade, I was like, oh my God, that is it. This is the business name, right? And I was so happy and proud about it. And I remember mentioning it to a couple of people and they kind of just looked at me like, that is a really weird name. What does it mean? And I, you know, kind of explained it to them. After I explained it to them, I only use the glob oil on my neck, FYI. Sorry, after I explained it to them, they were like, oh my God, that's so cool. But I remember explaining it to one of my friends and he was like, that is a weird name, and just hated it. And it kind of felt like, you probably can't relate to this, but I remember when I decided on baby names and everyone always had an opinion about the baby name. So when I had Deja, I never told anyone what her name was, even though I had decided what it was, until the day she was born, because I didn't want to hear anyone's opinion of it.
Yeah.
And
that's so fair.
It was just really shocking for me to have a friend be like, that's a gross name. Because I love our name. Don't you?
I do. But that's I guess that's like the scary thing with business. Like everyone's going to have their own opinion.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what's your business name, boo? Period.
But you're right. That's the scary thing about starting a business is there is going to be so many people that have an opinion about what we're doing. Yeah. So what's your side eye?
My side eye was honestly keeping Kalade a secret for so long.
You are such a bad secret keeper.
Like I told a few people, guys. Obviously, I told my closest friends what it was, which is like a given because I knew they wouldn't spill the beans. But there were a lot of times where I ran into influencers and they're like, oh, what are you starting? What business are you starting? And I just told them because honestly, I'd just be forgetting.
You're so annoying though because you're not just forgetting. You just don't know how to say no. And I'm not going to, I know. Can't tell you.
Well, now I know, but now it's too late.
It's too late now. It's way too late.
But it was honestly, it's just so hard keeping a secret.
Yeah.
Like that, especially when, you know, you take a video and everything's in the background, you have to delete it or, you know what I mean? Because we've been using these products for like the past few months.
Or it's been like.
And like samples for a long time.
Yeah, it's
so
been a real long time.
It's so tricky to keep that a secret.
I know.
From everyone.
Yeah, it's been really tough. So we've finished our skincare. Do you know what I love about our skincare?
What?
Is it's fragrance free. But the body lotion isn't, but it uses an essential oil called Lang Lang. Do you know what Lang Lang does? It calms you.
Oh, I feel very calm right now.
Do you feel calm?
Yeah.
Because I feel so calm. It's actually really good for people who have anxiety. So that's one of the reasons why we use that ingredient. When I go into depth with you know, the ingredients and you follow our Instagram page, you'll actually see that a lot of the ingredients we chose were from South Africa, Philippines, and Australia because that's where we're from. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Of course.
You're just sitting there like,
I'm just happy for you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, we're all done with skincare. I feel like skincare is the most important part of the makeup. So
I agree.
How does our skin look, guys?
Did you put body lotion on?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Smell my skin.
No.
Oh, wow.
No. I'll smell the bottle though. Yeah, it smells good. Play. So we've got our makeup in front of us and we're going to be doing our makeup looks inspired by one of the products and we're going to be talking whilst we do it.
Yeah.
But usually when we do get ready with me for TikToks, it's like very cut up. This is like very raw.
Yeah, so true.
Real. And like I'm honestly under pressure because I never do any makeup looks with color.
Yeah, I hardly do color as well. I normally do just like, honestly, I use my bronzer as an eyeshadow. That's
yeah, same.
It's just, that's like my everyday look though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So using color kind of scares me.
Yeah, and I'm like under a lot of pressure because, you know, this is a really important makeup look, obviously.
Yeah, we have to look good. What's your worst skincare mistake?
The worst one would have to be those bloody blackhead pore masks.
Like, oh, why was that a thing? Well, you used to put it on your entire face. I don't even think it was recommended to put it on your entire face, but people were just doing it for the lols. Do you know I did that to Dad? I put the whole black thing on his face and then like it
that
was
is
so
brutal.
Painful because he has like blackheads everywhere.
See, I'd love to see that on a guy and pull it off, but still, like, I don't know how
that
was a
thing.
But how
smooth does your skin feel after that?
Yeah, because it rips all the natural essential oils out of your face, probably. Let's
be real. It actually makes me want to go do it. Do you want to know my biggest mistake? Okay. So when I was a kid, we were having a sleepover with my friends, and one of my friends was like, do you know if you put toothpaste on a pimple, it goes away the next day? And so we all got toothpaste and put them on the pimples that we had, right? And my friend was like, I'm gonna do my whole face.
What?
So that my skin is like perfect the next day, right? So she puts toothpaste on her entire face, like a face mask.
What?
And within 5 minutes, she's like, oh my God, this is burning my face. So she starts trying to like wash it off her face and it's getting in her eyes. It was like such a traumatic experience.
That is actually cooked. What the hell?
Oh, that's so funny. But yeah, that's probably lucky. I only just like put it on like little dots that I had at the time. But yeah, she did her entire face.
That is wild.
Yeah. Are there any weird TikTok or just beauty trends in general that you've tried? I've tried slugging.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah. How was it?
It was actually really good. I don't do it often, but I ended up getting a lot of hate for promoting slugging because
why
people,
is it bad?
Well, some people think it is, but my skin felt amazing afterwards.
Well, it would because there's so much moisture in your skin, right? Mm. Once you do it, I don't think I've really tried any skincare trends. Honestly, I'm not really on the skincare trends like that. Like I've. Because if I tried it, I know I would break out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I've had sensitive skin, so I just know what to stay away from. I'm not like delusional.
Yeah, I agree. We tend to stick to what we know works for our skin. Because I find like when we try different things, especially things that have fragrances or whatever, our skin, it breaks out. So I think we tend to just stick to what we know works for us. Do you think you're good at makeup?
Oh my God.
Do you think you've improved?
Yeah, I hope so. Do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
You think I'm good?
Yeah, you definitely have improved.
Great.
Because at one stage it was not amazing. But now you do good.
I'm offended. No, I know it wasn't amazing, but like we all have to learn somehow, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you think I'm okay now?
Yeah, I think you're good. Yeah, when I was a kid, I thought I was amazing at makeup, but looking back at photos, I'm like, girl, what were you thinking? Mm. So back in my day, I sound like an old person whenever I say that.
You are old.
Wow, Letitia. I just can't. You know what? I'm learning to embrace age because everyone is going to get old. And guess what is going to happen to you, honey?
I know.
You're going to get old too. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I called my mum old when she was only 37. I'm such a B-I-T-C-H. Anyway, back in my day, we would go to the chemist and buy this foundation. I can't remember what brand it was. It was like Maybelline or something. And it was like a mousse textured foundation.
Why do I feel like I know I've seen this before?
And it was every single little girl wanted this mousse foundation. I can't remember what it was called. And I would dip my fingers in, rub it in between my hands and just like lather it in my face. And that was my foundation. And then after that, there was no contouring. There was no like blending or anything. It was just my hands rubbing the foundation on. And then I would get my blue eyeliner or blue mascara and pile that on.
Wow. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I used to like break into your bathroom.
Yeah.
And put all your makeup on.
Really?
Yes. Do you remember? And then you'd come in and you'd be like, why are you wearing makeup? And I'd start crying. I'd be like, because I'm not pretty.
Oh my God.
Do you remember?
No, but that makes me want to cry. I hope you actually didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Did you actually think you weren't pretty?
Well, I must have.
Wow.
Because I was like, I want to wear makeup like you, Mum, because you're so pretty.
Oh, that's really sad.
But I feel like that's it's like pre-shower makeup. Like what? That's what I used to do. You don't know about pre-shower makeup?
No, what the hell is that?
Girl.
What? What the hell? Why would you put makeup on before you shower?
That's like, this is like pre-shower makeup, like what I'm doing right now, because you just do your most extravagant looks because you're about to wash it off in the shower.
I've never heard of that expression in my life.
It's literally trending on TikTok right now.
Oh my God, I feel so out of touch.
Yeah, I thought you were like young and cool, Mum.
So 1 minute I'm old, next minute I'm young and cool.
Well, you're claiming to be young and cool, but you don't know about pre-shower makeup.
I'm not claiming to be young and cool. I just look young and cool.
Well, that was like... back in my day, I feel like that's a very, maybe it's a Gen Z thing, but pre-shower makeup was like the makeup you did. You give yourself a full beat before you get in the shower.
Yeah.
You just test out new techniques that you want to try.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like a waste, you
gotcha.
Know what I
mean? Gotcha. But like, that's so much effort because it takes, like, to do this kind of look takes time and effort, and then you're just going to jump in the shower? Like for
me. Yeah, because what if it doesn't look good?
It always looks good. You just got to blend. Everything looks good if you just blend enough. That's my hot tip for makeup.
I feel like one of the reasons I know how to do makeup is because, like, you always let me experiment, like, as a kid. You know? Like, once I hit that certain age where I could wear makeup, like, you let me find my way.
Yeah. And I'm like that with Deja, too. Like,
yeah. So I'm not sure with Deja. When I was Deja's age, I was not allowed to wear makeup.
No. Because you know what? I was still finding confidence in my parenting ability because I was so young and I was scared about what other people would say about me as a parent if I let you do certain things.
Mm.
Now that I'm older and more confident in my parenting abilities, if anyone said anything about how I parent Deja, I would stand up for myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even when it comes to clothing, like, I fully support what you guys choose to wear. So even now, like, do you remember when we went to Noosa and you wore a short skirt and you could see up your skirt?
Yeah.
But you had short shorts underneath?
Yeah.
I know that made Dad very uncomfortable because it was so short. But we've always been the type of parents to – like, if you feel confident, if you feel amazing in that, then we want you to do that.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas some parents would be like, you're not wearing that out. You need to put a longer skirt on or you need to whatever it is. We've always been the type of parents to be like, no, we'll stand by our kids if they feel like wearing that or putting that makeup on.
Mm.
We'll support them type of thing.
That's so good. Well, I feel like a lot of people think that we share a lot of stuff, but I don't think that's the case anymore.
Well, that's because you don't live in my house and you don't raid my wardrobe.
Yeah. and I can afford my own clothes now.
But do you know who does copy you, which is super cute?
I know.
Your little sister. It's so adorable. Do you find that flattering or do you find that annoying and you're like, can you at least find your own style?
I find it annoying because she gets recognition for it when I'm like, guys, I started doing this 3 months ago. Like, come on. But no, I think it's really cute because, like,
she obviously looks up to you so much.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. It's actually making me a little teary because, like, the whole headband thing.
I know.
So we went to Noosa and Tisha wore like this headband, like the material. What are they called? Those headbands?
It's just like a cotton or polyester. I don't really know.
Yeah, it's just like a.
The ones like people wear to like tennis and like
yoga. Yeah. Yeah. So Tisha wore one out to dinner one night and then the next week Deja's just been obsessed with these headbands and wearing them too. It's the cutest thing.
There was this claw clip that I had and it's like a flower and I was like, guys, you have to get this. It's so cute. Yeah. And now she's like obsessed with them.
But that's what you do when you look up to people, right?
Yeah.
You kind of copy their style or you gain inspiration for them. You look at them and you're like, oh my God, she looks so cute. I want to do that, right? Mm. So I don't think she's like copying you to be annoying. Like she actually likes
you.
Yeah,
I copy her.
Where? When do you copy her?
Like her makeup. She's so good at makeup.
I know. What the hell? Do you know, I was like, oh my God, Deja, your makeup looks amazing. She's like, I just use Benetint. Yeah. Like she's just naturally beautiful.
That's true. My biggest beauty hack for makeup, you got to focus on the eyes. Everyone cares about the eyes. No one really cares about the face. Like the first thing somebody looks at when they look at you is your eyes. So make sure your brows are popping, because if your brows and lashes are popping, like, you really don't even need makeup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. But what about contouring and, oh my God, I was just about to put that on my eyebrow.
Yeah, like, contour? Obviously that's important, but if you're just, like, looking for, like, a natural look.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Look, like, I feel like eyes are like, like, as soon as I get my brows done, people are like, they don't even recognize me.
Yeah, your brows are always on fleek, though.
So I would do that. Also, a good base under your makeup, like, your skincare is really important. And also, with all your products, make sure you bring them up if you want to snatch your face.
Oh, that's a hot tip.
You know, that's, like, my biggest thing. I always, like, my concealer, it goes up to, like, my temple. Like, I never bring it back or drag it down. You always want to go up.
You have a beauty hack?
Do I have a beauty hack? This is a really good question. So definitely hydration before you even start up thinking about makeup. Another beauty hack, which you need to take advice from Miss Letitia, who never washes her beauty blender, but I always cleanse my beauty blender. Do you do that?
With, like, cleanser?
With cleanser.
Girl, I use, like, $2 soap.
Okay, that works too. But I feel like, you know, when you start your makeup with a hydrated face and your beauty blender is wet and clean, it just makes a huge difference. And always prime, even though I always forget.
I didn't prime either.
You don't prime?
I didn't prime today and I didn't even put foundation on.
What?
I don't have my beauty blender because it's bacteria infested.
Oh, that's disgusting. See, this is why you cleanse. This is why you cleanse your beauty blender.
Well, I'm going to now. Moving forward,
and
I will.
You know, huh?
Moving forward, I will.
Okay, good.
Attention, please, ladies and gentlemen.
What the fuck?
Please, we're about to commence an evacuation drill of the facility. Please follow all directions.
Fuck off.
Given to you by your emergency wardens. I repeat, this is an evacuation drill. Please follow all directions.
Are you kidding me?
And instructions from your emergency wardens.
I'm sorry, I'm literally
in my dressing gown.
I'm sorry, I'm not evacuating, babes. I'm halfway through my beat.
Wait,
so.
Why are we evacuating? Are we actually evacuating? I need to at least do my...
It's just a drill.
This is side eye of the ear. Evacuate now.
So we were just in the middle of our get ready with me for the Collade launch and the fire alarm has gone off and we're in the middle of the street with in random people in our row. makeup. This is side eye of the year.
Okay guys, so we were just mid beat here and there was like an emergency evacuation thing. I didn't even know that was a thing.
It is a thing. Didn't you have them at school? We used to have bomb scares all the time and we'd all have to go onto the oval in lines of like classes.
Yeah, we did, but I didn't know that happened at work.
Well, I don't think that was a bomb scare, but I think it was maybe just like...
They were like, you're filming for Collade.
out. Our haters. Literally. Our haters on Reddit are calling up the company and
you
telling
you honestly
them.
Never know, but that was, so yeah, we had to literally walk down in our robes half beat onto the road.
I love how we walk down and then like people are just like laughing at us. what? This is literally our normal work get up. What are you talking about?
So by the time this video comes out, Kalade will be in the world and people will know about it. How does that make you feel?
Very, 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 very scared.
What? Why?
What do you mean, what, why?
Why scared?
I've been working on this for so long. It feels like I've poured my whole heart and soul into this. And I'm finally announcing the website is going to go live. What if nobody buys, for one? Or what if I just, it's all the what ifs that really, really scare me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's normal with any business.
Are you sure though?
Yes.
And this is my third business. This is not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I know what it feels like to fail. And the good thing about failing in the past is I didn't have as many people who knew me. But now if I fail, so many people are going to know that I failed. You know what I mean? It's just scary. Does that make sense?
No, I get it, but I just don't think you should feel like that. I feel like I can't wait till this is out.
Oh, I'm so excited as well.
Yeah.
But it's just the fear of the unknown.
Yeah. But I honestly think that's normal with any business.
I feel like you and Deja and Dad don't really care. Well, you care, but you're not stressed like me.
We're just not a stress head like you.
I'm such a stress head. Do you think you've ever stressed about anything in your life?
Yes.
Like what?
Literally so much stuff, you have no idea.
Yeah, because you don't tell me.
Because you would literally pass away if you had to take on my stress plus your own. So what is your Clark certified for starting Kalade?
It would have to be just seeing my ideas come to life. Like being able to pick up these products and be like, holy crap, I formulated this formula. I created this whole idea around the packaging, the wording, everything, and just holding it in my hand. And it's like, what the hell? Like, this product could be in people's homes very, very soon. You know what I'm saying? And it would just be cool to, I don't know, be scrolling on TikTok one day and notice Kalade in the background and be like, holy crap, that girl bought my stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. I guess that would be my Clark certified. What's yours?
Slay. I think my Clark certified is just being able to have something with like my whole family.
Yeah.
Just like another business, new venture. And I'm just excited to see like where it goes. Because, you know, this is only the beginning of Kalade. And I'm excited to see what comes in the future with it.
Do you know what would be really cool? Like if we start hiring people.
Yeah.
And we have like our besties working for us.
Yeah.
I mean, not everyone wants to work in a warehouse, but you know the vibes. Like what if we got so big? Wait, what if we, you know when Kylie Jenner did that tour of her Kylie Cosmetics office? Oh, okay. Wow, you're not a real Kardashian Jenner fan. But anyway, she did like a tour of
I do remember, and she woke up Stormy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine us being able to do that. And do you know what I'm really excited about? I'm definitely bringing Dream. Dream is coming to.
What I'm excited about is when we have a warehouse and I'll have my own desk and I'll be like, hey guys, just going to work. And I'll just sit there and do nothing.
You'll be the, what is it? The office personality?
Yes. And I'll walk around and I'll take TikToks and, you know, that'll that's be what you I'm Deja, excited about.
And I'll be the stress head and Dad will be the doer that does everything.
Yeah. So I'm excited to have an office one day.
Well, you know, if we do get a warehouse, Jonathan's going to homeschool Deja there and she'll have her own desk at the office.
That is such a slay.
I know.
And I will have my own desk there and I'll just feel really important and fun. How fun would that be?
What's your title going to be, Tiche, for Collade?
CEO.
CEO. I'm the CEO, honey.
Okay, then I'm the CFO.
You're the receptionist.
What? As if.
I'm kidding. You can be the CEO.
What about the co-founder?
Okay.
I can put that in my bio?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do co-founder. Like, you...
I can put co-founder in...
Of course. Yes.
That's what I'm excited about, to put in my bio.
Well, do you know what I want to do for our bio?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Latin...
Yeah, so I want to do... The car in Collade.
I just don't know if I'm like want to do that.
Just for a week then, Suki Lala, please. Can't you do it for a week? What?
Again, but that was just crazy.
Wait, you just said that. You are one of those
just
people.
Just for a week then, you know, Suki Lala.
Do you know what really annoys you? Do you know what really annoys me about you, Letitia?
Oh my God, here we go.
You always have something to say.
You've always got something to say. Because you're standing my ground, boo.
Yeah, you're annoying like that though. Like, come on. It's the Latin
I will
Collade.
Do it. I just agreed.
Okay. That is all. So today's look was inspired by the IYKYK Daily Moisturizer. I've got the pink eyeshadow. What do you guys think?
And mine was inspired by the CEO of Cleanser, and I've got the blue liner, which was honestly such a task, but we made it.
Yeah, you look cute.
Alrighty guys, well this is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening or watching if you are on YouTube.
And if you feel like trying some of our Collade products, we have left the website link for you in the description. Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.